Sister in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yesterday, alhamdulillah, we reached in our class about that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala transformed and punished the children of Israel, al-Yahud, to be in the form of Abe and Khinzir too. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did that? Because they did not fulfill with the covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah forbid them to catch the fish on Saturday, but they did it. They don't have any respect for the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So from this meaning, inshallah, we're going to proceed, inshallah ta'ala. So we need to go, inshallah ta'ala, to find the Muslim are doing the same thing. And we ask the question, does Allah, he gonna do that for the Muslim also, to transfer them, to transform them to ape, monkey, and khinzir? Absolutely yes. This class is exactly, is very important for us. Allah, when he sent the story in the Quran, is not to speak about specific people or the children of Israel or the Christian. It is a warning for all of us. It is exactly that Allah, he wanted to warn us, don't do like that, because other way you will be punished the same way like them. That is the reason Allah, he sent actually a story in the Quran to be a great lesson for all of us, to be aware, to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to act like them. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, لَتَتَّبِعُنَّ سَنَنَا مَنْ قَبْلَكُمْ شِبْرًا بِشِبْرًا وَزِرَاعًا بِزِرَاعًا حَتَّى إِذَا دَخَلُوا جُحْرَ ضَبٍ دَخَلْتُمُوهُ. You will follow the 40 steps of those who were before you. It's mean the Christian and Jew. شِبْرًا بِشِبْرًا, foot by foot. وَزِرَاعًا بِزِرَاعًا, and cube by cube, cube. And even if they found a small hole which fit only a rat, a small animal, and they went through, you want to follow them. Would you imagine about this? Even if they, and it's impossible for the human to go from a small hole, but even the Prophet ﷺ, even if they go through this hole, you want to follow them. Do we act like them today? Find young people, and now when I move to all masajid, and I found different community. The boy, young boy, shave the head, shave it from the two sides, and leave a spot of the hair in the top. I said, either you shave it all, or you could exactly make it short. He said, no, this, I love this of hairstyle. What is the hairstyle? Mushroom. Mushroom hair style. So ya akhi subhanallah, la hawla la quwwata illa billah. You find the Muslim kids, they make lines. They shave, but they make lines all over the head. Woman today, walking in the street with a very tight jeans, tight blouse. Come, I have no idea how she wear this pants, ya Sheikh Muhammad. If you look to the woman, when she wear this jeans, I don't know how she wore it. I don't know how she wear it. Subhanallah, acting like what? Clothes like them, like the Christian and Jew. Hairstyle like them. Act like them. You find actually today the Muslim in their houses, they put the right, in the right side, they put the knife in the table, in the dining table. If you go and invite the Muslim, those who are moderated Muslim, فين الشيخ يونس, they put for you in the right side the knife, and in the left side the fork. So how it's gonna work? You take the knife by the right hand to cut the meat, and then after that by the left hand you step exactly the fork and eat by the left hand. Is that right or not? Is that what they do like this? Except those who receive mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they switch it. They make the fork in the right side, and subhanallah, and they cut it also with the right hand. We act like them. We love to act like them today. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. This is actually what we need to warn in our community, not to act like the disbeliever. Our children. We are responsible for our children because they act like them today. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. I just like to share with you about if the Muslim also will be punished to be monkey and to be khinzir, absolutely yes. Certain community of the Muslim. Today, we have something called actually the gates. They watch in the YouTube. They go to actually the show to see actually what you call it, rock and roll. Muslim with rock and roll. You find the singer of the Muslim jumping like a monkey in the state, isn't it or not? I'm asking you, yes. Share with me. Isn't it you find the Muslim male and female, singer and singers, exactly both of them jumping like animal. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. In Egypt, they invited the most famous singer in rock and roll. I forgot his name and I don't want to remember his name. If you watch this man, which this man is the most famous in his follower, more than 20 million people they follow him. And some of them are Muslim too. They invited him. Most of the songs, Ya Sheikh Kiba, most of the same songs, he speak exactly because he's a kind of singer. He believe actually worshiper of the shaitan. So he mentioned even in his song, he's a kind of person, but the people love him all over. And Egypt, they invited him. How much actually he wanted to take in Egypt? Give me a number.
Come to what?
To how much exactly Egypt, the Egyptian gonna pay for him to make exactly the show in Egypt and all this thing? How much?
$20. For the ticket or for the government?
For the government to pay to collect the money from the people and pay him.
$1 million.
$1 million. You are dreaming, my brother. I love you too much. He asked for this exactly $50 million, and the Egyptian people, they don't find food today. They don't find food. Everything inflation, if the price, people cannot afford it to have a 1 pound of meat. And they pay $50 million for a monkey to come and jump in the stage. So we act like them or not. So the people, those who be in this wedding, in this ceremony or this show and dancing with him, they are like monkey. They carry originally from outer, they are human. But inside they carry the heart of monkey and khinzir. Is that right or not? They carry the heart of monkey and khinzir. فَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ الْعَلِيِّ الْعَظِيمِ. They invited me, as I told the brother before, in City Hall to give like a small lectures for the people. City Hall, you find a lot of people, American people, and so on and so. In that night, why they make it? They make it to celebrate the Eid. And they brought a famous singer and dancer in the same time from one of the country with respect of all the people. So, and they introduced her. And I was sitting. And the woman actually sang half naked. And start actually shaking her body like exactly, subhanAllah, too much. And people stood up. For the Muslim woman, she's from Muslim country. They clap and they will love it too much. Then after that, second show, 6 young girls with a t-shirt, with a tie jeans, they enter and they shake in their body like electricity. And the people, they love them too much. Acting, they are monkey or they are khanzir, those who act like these people. Let me see what the Prophet ﷺ said about the Muslim. Inshallah, to say this hadith, inshallah ta'ala. In the first page you have, I would like to share with you, inshallah ta'ala, in the first page, chapter number 2, earning and seeking what is lawful. باب الكسب وطلب الحلال. It's in the middle of the page. عن جابر أنه سمع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول عام الفتح وهو بمكة إن الله ورسوله حرم بيع الخمر والميتة والخنزير والأصنام، فقيل يا رسول الله أرأيت شحوم الميتة؟ فإنه تطلى بها السفن ويدهن بها الجلود واستصبح بها الناس. فقال له حرام. ثم قال عند ذلك قاتل الله اليهود، إن الله لما حرم شحومها أجملوها ثم باعوها فأكلوا ثمنها. تفضل.
The Habib said, he heard God himself say in the view of the conquest when he was in Mecca, God and his messenger have declared forbidden the sale of wine, animals which have died a natural death, swine and idols. He was asked what he thought of the fat of animals which have died a natural death, for it was used for coating sheep's greasing skins and making oil for lamps. And after saying that it was unlawful, he added, God bless the Jews. When he declared the fat of such animals unlawful, they melted it, then sold it, and enjoyed the price they received. Reported in the by Buhari and Imam Muslim.
طيب, this hadith to show you that the Muslim also do the same thing. Why I bring this hadith? Because المسلمون يتحايلون على شرع الله. The Muslim also, they do that, despise Allah's prohibition. Also, they know this is haram, but they deal with this haram. Same thing like the children of Israel, the Yahud. Allah forbid them not to catch the fish. In Saturday, they put the net. In Friday night, then they said, we don't catch the fish Saturday, and they go and they collect the fish on Sunday. Tricky way with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's law. Allah forbid them because they choose that on Saturday. Why Allah has it chosen for them Friday like the Muslim? But what happened here? Aam al-Fatih, the year the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam opened Mecca Islamically, the conquest. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم say, إن الله ورسوله حرم بيع الخمر. And Allah and His Messenger forbid to sell any kind of alcohol. My question to you, Muslim selling alcohol today or not?
Yes.
Huh? Tell me.
Yes.
Join with me.
Yes.
Muslim selling alcohol today or not?
Yes.
Supermarket, key food, sitawin, ogointa. Who is the owner? Muslim. I was in Midtown Manhattan and I was very hungry too much. Years ago, I was very hungry, looking for halal store to eat. I ask. They told me it's like 10 blocks. I was Midtown, like 45th Street, something like this. They said 10 blocks. So I walk in the very hot summer, in the summertime. And I reach the place, the restaurant. I enter. When I enter the restaurant, I found two men. I remember this. Assalamu alaikum salam, Sheikh. Barakallah feekum, how are you? Do you have halal? Of course, everything here is halal. And I look, Sheikh Yunus. In my left side, I found bar. Wallahi al-azim. Allah is witness. I found bar, complete bar. I say, what is that, ya akhi? No, Sheikh, it's not for the Muslim. This haram, we know this is haram, but we sell it for the American people. We sell it for the American people. I said, inside is halal and outside is haram. He said, yeah, inside is for the Muslim. Outside is for the American people, the Christian and Jew. I said, wallahi, wallahi, al-azim. I said, ya akhi, may Allah guide you. So come here, Sheikh, please, Sheikh. Of course, they're looking for customer. I said, I will never eat and eat with you guys because you're forbidding the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Does Allah make the wine and alcohol haram or not?
Yes.
Absolutely. So Allah even, He forbid to sell it. Even if you sell it for the non-Muslim, it's haram for the Muslim. So we act like them. Allah told you it's haram, and you go and you make a tricky way, and you put it under the name, and they put, I forgot to tell you, they put exactly refreshment. They put it in a bar, refreshment. If they don't want to tell you wine, they told you refreshment. So selling all of this is haram. Al-Maita, dead meat. Haram to sell the dead meat, which die naturally. Any kind of animal die naturally, haram to sell it. Because a Christian, if they have a chicken, or if they have any kind of animal and die, they say, what's the difference? What's the difference between they slaughter the animal and you kill it by your hand, and the animal die naturally? This is dead and this is dead. And they eat the dead meat. Muslim is not like this. Today, the Muslim today, Allah forbid them to sell any kind of dead meat, or actually a meat is not halal. Hi, would you like, I tell you, brother, Sheikh Lutfullah, you're sleeping upstairs and you're sleeping here too. I don't know how I'm doing with you. Next time, I'm going to take the class to the roof in the fresh air. My question to you, do you have idea the Yahud, they don't eat the leg meat, the leg of the cow, they don't eat it. It is haram in their Sharia, which they made it by themselves. Allah never told them the leg is haram. The whole animal is halal. But they sell the other part, but they keep the leg to sell it. To sell it to who? A Muslim. Muslim, they go, and I saw Muslim by myself. They entered in the wholesale department, downtown Brooklyn. They entered to buy the leg of the Yahud under the name of kosher. And they took the leg, and they sell it in their store halal. And they call it halal meat because kosher is halal. Who told you it's kosher and halal? Who told you kosher is halal? Rabbi came, the only thing, Rabbi came and say something actually from their books, and he make it halal. He's the one, he make it halal. But for our Sharia, Allah is the one, he make it halal for you and me. When you said what? When you slaughter the animal, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar. That is the difference between Muslim do the tricky way too. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوتَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. So Allah forbid to sell the dead meat. Wal khinzir. Muslim today, I said, I cannot open my restaurant. People in the morning, they need eggs and bacon. Eggs and bacon. What is the bacon made from? They made it from al-khinzir. Said, if I don't sell the bacon with the eggs, nobody gonna come to my restaurant. Ya akhi, yarhamuk Allah, ya akhi. Allah, inna Allah tayyib, la yuhibbu illa tayyiba. Allah is good, never ever accept anything except the tayyib is halal. Don't play game with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wal asnam, Muslim today selling idols. Certain community from India, from Africa, I saw them in a street selling lions made from the wood, from the cobbles, from any kind of material. Where is that come? That's come from Africa. And the one actually Muslim selling some idols which come from India, bodies. They said, I don't sell it for the Muslim, I sell it for the kafir, the disbeliever. Haram to sell any kind of idols and statues or so and so. This is not for you, my brother in Islam. Be aware of it. Some of the Egyptian in the street, they got actually idols from Pharaoh. Idols, Pharaoh. Ikhnaton. Tuhotmus, Ramses. And they sell it in the street. And everybody, oh, wow, Egyptian, majual. Yaqi, this exactly the earning this money, it will be onto your body in the day of the judgment like a piece of the hellfire. Walla a'uzu billah. Ask Allah to give them tawbah. Then the people look at this. The Muslim, they try to find a way. فَقِيلَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ أَرَأَيْتَ شُحُومِ الْمَيْتَ. They ask the messenger of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Say, they ask the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Did you see the fat of the animal? What is the fat of the animal you can use for it? What kind of, if you use the fat of the animal, how are you going to use the fat of the animal? They take it. Did you see the fat of the animal? People, Ya Rasulullah, surviving with this fat of the animal. Why? Because يطلع بها السفن, cooking ships. You know the ships? They make it like a bent for the ships to bend the ship. And then also they do that greasing the skin, this leather, the shoes, your jacket, before they manufacture it. They use the fat of the animal to greasing the skin. Number three. And in the morning they make oil for lamb. And they use this oil actually to make fire to cook the food. So the Sahaba, they try to find a different way. What the Prophet ﷺ said then? قَالَ لَعَنَ اللَّهُ الْيَهُودِ. Allah curses the Yahud. When Allah, He forbid them to sell or to deal with the fat of the animal, they took the fat of the animal. فَجَمَّلُوهَا. They melt it. They put it in the water, in the fire, and they melt it. And they add some acids, and they make like a bent. To bend the ship, to use it to greasing the skin. Allah cursed this kind, because Allah originally forbid the children of Israel or the Yahud to actually to deal with the fat of the animal. Haram for them to deal with it. Muslim, they try to do like them. The Prophet ﷺ stopped them. He said, Allah cursed them. Subhanallah. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. The class is finished only from one hadith. So, وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. We'll continue, inshallah ta'ala, tomorrow of the rest, inshallah ta'ala, of how we learn the lessons from the story of the people of the Sabbath, the town of the Tabas, how we deal with this situation, inshallah, to be aware of it. Other way, we carry the heart of khinzir and the heart of monkey, and will be in the hellfire. Ask Allah to save all of us from the hellfire. Jazakumullah khaira. Subhanaka wa hamdik. Shahadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Keep this here, inshallah.